death and rebirth are a perfectly normal part of life. We can expand and step into deeper levels of embodiment and awareness and leadership and ultimately union with God.
Really changed my outlook on my spiritual path. I'm no longer a spiritual seeker. I am someone who has cleared a direct channel to God and am stepping into spiritual leadership. Kind of going on this seeking journey, realizing that I've strayed so far from God, so far from the original intention of the design of who I was as a soul. Now I'm coming back to that original organic design that God had created for me. What was really, really being asked to be looked at was the relationship with God. What is the image that God created of me, and how can I live more in that divine alignment so that I can really get clear on my purpose and then step into a place of service in this world?
All you have to do is ask yourself this one question. Is this centered around and rooted in God and actively leading my soul towards my highest timeline of union with God?
If this doesn't point me back to my individual relationship with God and my purpose on this planet, then to some degree, it is taking my energy and my attention away from that purpose. And until we walk a path of true embodiment and get a super clear channel with God, everything that is taught to us is going to be distorted through the filters of the limitations of the people who are teaching.
Bring back the power to yourself. You are literally a spark of God. You have that power within you. And that's something we've always said on this show. And now I say it with even more conviction. You can heal yourself. And this isn't like some woo-woo miracle Jesus, like, oh, I can just like snap my fingers and I'm healed. No, you can sit there in deep meditation and prayer and reverence and go into these parts of yourself and find them and integrate them and love them and release them to God.
Heal the God wound. Go back and bring everything that we've learned on our spiritual journey back to God and be able to integrate these two parts of ourselves, the masculine and the feminine, and really coming back into divine union within ourselves to be able to have a relationship with God that is informed by what we've learned through spirituality, not a relationship with God that is informed by religion, something that's unique, something that's different. The way we do that is by healing ourselves, making sure that we're using the currency of our energy and our attention and our spirituality for our purpose here, not for seeking, chasing around in the same circle for 10 years, getting nothing done.
Welcome home to the Loving Consciously podcast. My name is Amaris.
And my name is Eric.
And if you are like us, nobody taught you how to love. We are best friends and life partners here to vulnerably and authentically share our journey while exploring the sacred realms of love, consciousness, relationships, spirituality, and all that they encompass.
The intention of this show is to help you consciously relate to yourself, others, and everything else in this universe. Together, we can embody a more intentional and fulfilling way of giving and receiving love.
Loving consciously. Through 8 years together, we have had the opportunity to overcome deep patterning and programming, as well as trauma related to mental health, addiction, pregnancy loss, infidelity, and immense grief. After 6 years of experiencing these challenges with no knowledge on how to heal or love each other, we separated.
After us both spiritually awakening and recommitting, we formed our conscious partnership and have spent the last 2 years cultivating a divine union founded on unconditional love, devotion, and commitment to personal growth.
Thank you for joining us and doing the work alongside us as we explore this beautiful world of love and consciousness to co-create a new world of love.
As you courageously walk this path, remember to have grace with yourself and know that you have both the capacity to love consciously and the power to always choose love.
Blessed day and welcome back to the Loving Consciously podcast. This is the final episode of season one, and today we are coming back from a very long break with our most important message to date, to talk about death and rebirth, returning home to God's love. We have been in a profound and intense death and rebirth portal this last 3 months. And today we are going to update you on what that has looked like and really go deep in exploring this concept of death and rebirth and how magical and alchemical and impactful this can be when you consciously choose to dive into these moments. And we are going to be looking at the rebirth of this show because everything is changing and we're just so excited to be here with you today. We're so grateful. We've missed you all so much and are just really looking forward to aligning this message and this content with the original and highest organic truth of God and of love.
It has been such a potent time for us, and I'm so grateful to be back here to share this experience, share this new level of awareness and consciousness, and deeper, deeper levels of healing that has happened over this really intense death and rebirth cycle. And so grateful to be here and excited to get into it.
So, how the heck did we get here? We had over a year of almost weekly episodes. There was an occasional time here and there on the road where we missed a week, but for the better part of a year, we were pretty much here almost every week. We then took a one-month break in that mid-November to mid-December range because we were on our final month of our 13-month RV journey, and we just needed to drop in and be really present with that experience. We then came back and announced that we had landed and temporarily settled in Austin, Texas with Illuminate the Darkness with God's Love. That episode was probably one of our best episodes to date. I really encourage you to go listen to it if you haven't. And little did we know that we were just barely scratching the surface of looking at the darkness, and we were about to plunge into it off the deep end in the best way. We then had two guest episodes that were previously recorded. They are both magical. One is with the Reiki twins, and the other one is with a dear friend, James, from Organic Muscle. So definitely check those out. And then we took a two-month break. And I want to be clear, this was never really our intention. Life just happened, and we made a decision and a commitment that we're going to talk about a little bit a little later in the show, to really hibernate this winter and listen to our bodies and slow down, quiet down, go within, and most importantly, not fall into this trap of New Year's, time to go, time to get your resolutions, time to start doing the thing in the dead of winter when our souls and our bodies and the earth are asking us to be hibernating. Really, the truth is, everything's changed in this last 3 months. And we know and recognize and save space for the fact that we are constantly changing and growing, and bless you and bless our families and friends for sticking on this journey with us, because we just keep growing and changing and dying and being reborn. And so we say this a lot. However, this time it is definitely different. Everything has changed. We have transcended countless glass ceilings. We have undergone extensive activations and initiations. And most importantly, we have risen out of the ashes of our single greatest death and rebirth cycle of the last 5 years.
I mean, when I say that this has been one of the most potent energetic times of our entire relationship, I mean that. We have undergone so much healing. And like you said, it was never the intention, right? We went into a portal to hibernate, to really go inward. It was interesting. The minute we did that, the energy just started flowing. It's like, oh, you're going to pay attention? Great, there's a lot to show you. And it was activation after activation after activation. I'll be honest, I don't think I've ever been so stretched thin as this last 2 months, because of how much was being asked to look at and reevaluated in our lives. Because post this massive RV journey, going into hibernation and reflecting and unpacking the journey, there was a lot of belief on my end that, oh, you know, I transcended certain things, you know, I've healed certain aspects of myself, great, it's time to move on to the next chapter. When in reality, it was actually a journey of going back into those experiences from a higher level of consciousness and being able to meet some of the darkest parts of myself.
Yeah, yeah. And we are going to literally reintroduce ourselves in a moment, and we're going to walk you through the last 3 months of our lives and what has been going on, the shamanism school we joined, and just so many things that we have experienced and learned. Because to say that we've gone through not only another spiritual awakening, but a level of awakening that up into this last few months, we hadn't met anyone who had experienced some of the things that we were experiencing, would be an understatement. Before we get into reintroducing ourselves and going over what those last 3 months have looked like and the profound magic of wisdom that we are here to share with you today of what we have learned, let's talk a little bit about death and rebirth. First of all, death, right? Death is so sacred, and it is such a natural part of life. And something beautiful I heard recently is death isn't even death. Death is just being reborn into the next thing. And I thought that was really beautiful. And, you know, it's such a sacred rite of passage. It's not just a physical death sometimes, like leaving this physical plane. You can go through spiritual deaths. You can go through emotional deaths. You can go through so many different deaths in your life. And when we can learn to honor this process, and when we can learn to welcome it and work with it, and in our case, feed it, we really see profound rebirth. And, you know, we were in church yesterday, a spiritual service, and he was talking about this concept, really. And something powerful that he had said was, your rebirth can only be as great as how great you are willing to die. How much are you willing to let go of? This can be a physical object. This can be a relationship. It can be a place. It can be an idea, a belief, an attachment. You know, whatever it is, energy, a trauma, are you willing to let go at a higher level? Because if you're only willing to let go 5%, then you're only going to be reborn 5%.
This really hit me hard when we were sitting there listening to the sermon, because it really asked me to take a look at the last few months and see, you know, am I really willing to let go of some of the aspects of my life that I'm attached to? Am I willing to step even further into uncomfortability and allow myself to grow and to change? Where am I still attached and still, you know, holding on to things that are no longer serving me and that may have been serving me, you know, up until this point, but just can't move into this next phase? That deep reflection is one of the most critical parts about entering the rebirth portal, because unless we are aware of the attachments that we have, we can't consciously release them. Kind of moving into the death experience, when we start to look inward and step into this journey, a lot of those attachments will surface. A lot of the patterns that really express when we're activated and triggered or having emotional responses come out full force, because they're asking to be seen. They're asking to be met with love. And until we actually bring conscious awareness to those experiences, we can't transcend them, heal them, and actually move into the next rebirth portal.
Yeah, it's so true. I was thinking about this, and we were lightly talking about it when we were preparing for this episode. You know, the reality is most people never change. And now if you're listening to this show, as I've said before in the past, I have a strong suspicion that you are not who I'm talking about right now. You are someone who's on some form of personal development, self-growth, spiritual self-exploration path, whatever that looks like for you. However, for the greater population, I mean, look around. Most people never change. They have the same job and the same routine and the same friends and the same habits and the same beliefs their entire life. Because like we said, you have to be willing to go to these depths. You have to be willing to face your stuff and face the darkness. Plug back to that episode. evolution is a part of creation. Everything is growing and expanding and changing. Change is the only constant. Being open to evolution, to growth, to change is not only a constant and necessary for our survival, it's really the only way forward on any type of personal growth path. And so just holding space for and remembering, you know, that inner knowing that death and rebirth are a perfectly normal part of life. And the more that we can get comfortable with that process, the more that we can expand and step into deeper levels of embodiment and awareness and leadership and ultimately union with God. So I guess we can reintroduce ourselves. Would you like to go first?
Sure. I have been really sitting with how I'd like to approach this, because a part of me just wants to go into, this is who I am now. I think there's a beauty in really articulating the expansion and evolution of what was present before into what's present now. One of the biggest parts of my identity for the majority of my life was architecture. It was going to architecture school, practicing architecture, and to me, at that phase of my life, architecture was, you know, designing buildings. And part of this death and rebirth cycle, I've been really contemplating what my purpose is, why God put me on this planet, and why I have such an affinity for design. And as many of my close friends know, this last couple years, I've actually stepped away from architecture practice and have been working on design work, doing graphics and logos and stuff like that, which is outside of my wheelhouse. However, in that experience, I've gotten to work with some really amazing people who are really stepping into their purpose. And I began to realize that architecture is actually a language, not an action. And the language of creation, which is God's creation on this planet, was really where my heart was being led. Through this experience, I got to understand architecture from a completely different lens, understanding the blueprints in my own soul and my own purpose, and being able to recognize blueprints in other people, and being able to help them achieve their life purpose, and designing that from start to finish. Through that experience, I've begun to channel in some really amazing projects that God is asking to bring into this earth, and I feel very blessed to be the architect of those projects for God's mission on this planet. I am a spiritual architect, I am a healer, and healing to me, it used to be, you know, energy and Reiki and how can we move some trauma in the body? And now it's so much deeper because I've met myself on an even deeper level. I am a conscious parent in the preconception phase of really calling in the souls of our children. I am stepping into a divine masculine role in this conscious partnership, and I've really changed my outlook on my spiritual path. I'm no longer a spiritual seeker. I am someone who has cleared a direct channel to God and am stepping into spiritual leadership and taking that mantle and living in purpose. That's a little bit about my journey. Amaris, would you like to introduce yourself?
I mean, I don't even know how to go after that. I shared a little bit, but you didn't share what you were going to say. I just need to give that space for a second to marinate in my body and process, because you just so beautifully described a journey I've been watching unfold for the last 3 months of, it was your greatest attachment. You know, I'm an architect. That's all I am. I'm an architect. That's what I'm here to do. It has to be architecture. And to watch this profound awakening and realization of how much bigger that word is and what that means spiritually and consciously, to be an architect of love and of organic creation and of God's mission, and not just I'm an architect that designs buildings in the 3D earth plane, has been really beautiful. And you've never said these words to me, so forgive me, y'all, for being a little tongue-tied, but, you know, saying, like, I'm no longer a spiritual seeker. I have a direct channel to God, and I'm in that alignment and relationship and resonance with Father, Mother, God is really beautiful. So thank you for bringing that in and dropping that nugget on me unexpectedly. I'm all tongue-tied now. You know, for me, something that I've been really deeply contemplating this last few months is actually my name. Because if you don't know, or if you do, my birth name was Amanda, and I changed my name to Amaris over a year ago. At this point, we're coming up on a year and a half. And as I've really sunken into that, and I've reached a point in my personal and just technical journey where I kind of have to make a decision if I'm legally making this official now that we have an address and we have a home state and we're not moving every few days, I've been really playing with these names and identity, right? And like, what does that even mean for me? And so, you know, I'm still going by Amaris, but that's been a big contemplation in my mind these last few months, has been around my name. And most importantly, it doesn't matter which name I use, and it doesn't matter what people call me. It matters that I have a healed relationship with all of these parts of myself. And that's what's come of that for me, has been integrating the parts and pieces of Amanda and of who I was before going on this journey, and not resisting or judging or outcasting them. And so really for me, the last 3 months has just been this massive journey of parts work, of bringing back all of these parts and pieces and integrating them and loving them. You know, I am a minister, and I've spent about a year and a half since I was called to ministry really working on my relationship with healing that word. And I have fully stepped into that and claimed it. I have never been more proud and honored to be anything in this world outside of God's child than to be a minister. I carry that deep in my heart and deep in my soul. It is one of my greatest passions, is to speak and be a vessel for God's highest love and truth to come into this world. To be a guardian of grace is something I was recently activated in. I am currently undergoing really profound initiations and activations and trainings around being an oracle and stepping into that divine feminine role, and what that means and what that has meant in many lifetimes before this one. I am a shaman and have been going through really profound activations and awakenings around my ancestors and what it means to be a shaman. I know for me, I heard that word and I had a very earthly view of it. And over this last few months, it's really expanded to be cosmic, to be spiritual, to be galactic, if you will. You know, shamanism exists in many dimensions and many planes and many layers. And so I'm really playing with this and exploring, what does that word mean to me? And really seeing this kind of medicine woman-esque energy come out in me. And that's been really beautiful. I am a grid worker and have fully stepped into that mission and that role just this last week. And we'll get more into what that means later if you're not familiar with that term. I am a conscious mother, and one of the things that I hold closest to my heart today is preparing my mind, body, and soul for bringing in the highly evolved souls that are my children. And I am the other half of this divine union, of this conscious partnership. And, you know, our views of that have evolved as well. And so a lot has changed and moved and activated this last few months, and it really hasn't been anything new. It's just once again been willing to die and move into these moments of purge and of feeling the darkness and of facing these parts of ourself, and then remembering, oh yeah, I've always been a shaman. I've always been an architect. I've always been a minister. And really, we all are all these things in some ways. And so it's just been this returning home to God's love, returning home to my soul, and incarnating more of my soul into my body. I am watching my human self, if you will, slowly integrate and make space for my soul. You know, they say highest self. I don't personally love that expression because it makes it seem like it's somewhere else. And it's one that I used to use, right? We're going to talk about this as well later in this content about the new age and about frequency fences. But what your highest self is it's your soul. And it's not higher and it's not somewhere way up there, right? And it's asking to come in and be incarnated. And so at its core, this last 3 months has really been this journey of bringing these parts of my soul back in. It's not becoming anything. It's unbecoming all of the unhealed and unintegrated parts of my human self and remembering the angelic starseed that I am and the beautiful woman and child of God that I'm honored and grateful and blessed to be able to be.
That's really beautiful. Thank you for sharing. You know, it's been a really great honor to be on this side of the fence, kind of watching you through your journey as you've watched me through mine, as you've really begun to reintegrate the parts of yourself that you'd kind of pushed down and pushed away as part of the spiritual journey. And it's interesting, I'm watching this kind of come full circle because this has really just been a journey of expansion, you know, since we left on this RV journey, dying to our old selves, going on this searching and seeking mission. And part of that experience was, okay, we need to create distance from the old self to be able to really open ourselves up to what's out there. Let's seek. Let's try it all out, because we certainly did. We tried everything from the spiritual space to the sovereignty space to our own personal journeys. Like, it was Wild West for a while there. And through that experience and having the sampler of life of what's out there, it became really clear that what was really, really being asked to be looked at was the relationship with God and having that original connection. Because for me, when I went on this death journey, one of the first things to go was my relationship with God. Growing up Catholic, I had a very interesting relationship with God growing up in religion. And so it wasn't mine. It was a relationship that was told to me. And so it was the first thing on the chopping block when I went through the suffering that we went through. And it's only fitting to have that be kind of that last piece to be reintegrated into this experience and to really create a sense of wholeness. You use the word remembering, right? This has been a journey of remembering who we are, of kind of going on this seeking journey, realizing that I've strayed so far from God, so far from the original intention of the design of who I was as a soul. And now I'm coming back to that original organic design that God had created for me, that I came down here to live. And you were talking about parts work, and you think about the etymology of the word remembering. It's literally to bring members back, right? We're remembering. You think if you're putting an arm back on a body, you're remembering that member of the body. And this experience has been much of reintegrating these fragmented parts of our souls to be able to get a clear picture of who it is that I am, who I'm meant to be, what is the image that God created of me, and how can I live more in that divine alignment so that I can really get clear on my purpose and then step into a place of service in this world.
That right there. Well, now that we have talked a little bit about death and rebirth and reintroduced ourselves, let's talk about the last couple of months. And most importantly, this is probably the most important section of this episode, is what did we learn? Because a lot of this information might be new to you. And so I just want to bring an invitation into this sacred container, bring some grace, bring some compassion. It's okay if any of this is new or doesn't make sense. You know, just stick with us, because it's been a lot for us to integrate as well. So how we got to this place, December, we landed in Austin, And right when we landed in Austin, actually, I think it was like the day after, we started with a online community slash mystery school. It is a galactic shamanism school. It's called the Earth Star Academy. And we started with a grid work mission. And then we went really deep into the curriculum of the school. We've actually done about 50% of the curriculum in just a couple of months. And then we went into our winter hibernation. So we're in Austin. We have these 2 months of just wildly profound inner work, unlike anything I've ever done before. I mean, we're talking about essentially learning about the soul prison and trap that is this planet, and how this planet is both trapped right now and run by a satanic pedophilic ring, if you will. And I know that's a lot. That's a lot to hear and take in. It sounds really intense, and it is. That's the reality. It is intense. And we've always known that. Deep down in our souls, we've always known that. But over this last six to nine months, child trafficking has become really present on our hearts. It's been entering our fields a lot. We've been doing a lot of exposure to this field and this reality of this planet. And again, the levels to which you're willing to go into the darkness is the levels to which it will be revealed to you, and the levels to which you can hold the light. And so that's what we've been doing. And we did something really cool in January that was probably one of the biggest credits to how we made it to this place. And that was, we did not leave our house for an entire month for anything but essentials. So if it wasn't gym, groceries, gas, we didn't leave. We didn't see anyone. We didn't go to any events. Nothing. And we didn't spend one penny out of our budget on anything. No eating out, no spending, no crystals, no nothing. We stayed inside for 31 days, only leaving a few times a week for groceries and things like that. And that, honestly, I don't know that, I mean, other than being in prison, I don't know that I've ever done something like that in my life. And it was also really cold in Austin. It actually even snowed. So it was nice to just be inside. You realize when you do this how much we go out and expose ourselves to the energy of the world, the collective. I mean, even going to the grocery store, we are energetic spiritual beings. And so we're walking around picking up all of this debris, if you will, energetic debris, right? And so when you close your container that deeply for that amount of time, it really brings clarity, y'all. And so if you have the opportunity in any way to do that, I would really encourage it, because it was really profound for us. Then we moved into kind of like the end of January, and it was very interesting because two really key things happened. Number one, we had been getting calls to sunset our business, Graceful Shark Design Studio, for a long time. I know for me, it was like a year at least. And just like we've talked about in the past with selling our house, where we were getting that calling for a year and not listening to that cost us almost six figures of profit, we ignored this calling. We were attached. We were attached because it was a tribute to our daughter that we had lost, and we just weren't listening. And we sat down and we made that decision, and it was really beautiful because as soon as we did, immediately, like within minutes in your meditation right after, God gave you the new name of the new business. And not only is it now a God-aligned business, it still has a version of our daughter's name in it, and it is much more sacred. And so we made this decision, which was kind of like this last piece. I really do feel like this was this last thing we were holding on to. And then as soon as we made that decision, God was like, okay, you need to go home and do some family healing. I was much more resistant to this. I was like, we should just like fly back for 7 days. In the end, we ended up driving our entire house back home to Arizona, where we are from, for the entire month of February. And it's been really interesting because, you know, they say, like, you want to know how enlightened you are, like, go home, right? Go home, go see your family. And that could not be more true. This was a very, very difficult and challenging month. I hadn't seen some of my family since 2023, and I saw them several times in just a few weeks. We spent almost 21 days straight with your family, and there was a lot of really deep and vulnerable conversations. And something that we were reflecting on getting ready for this call was that the last time we went home, which was December of 2023, so a little over a year ago, while we were on our spiritual journeys, I wouldn't say we were inauthentic. We definitely were not fully embodying our truth. And we made a lot of sacrifices in things like our diet and our beliefs and kind of biting our tongue and not really honoring our truth and honoring our relationship with God and all of these things. And so this time coming back was a really beautiful opportunity to come back and be embodied and honor ourselves and honor our truth and our relationship with God and introduce this in not a, I need to shove this down your throat and wake you up kind of a way, but in a, this is my truth and the love that I've come to know and I want to share this with you.
Yeah, it's been a really, really potent time. Most of that experience was spent in deep emotional, what's the word for that? Just expression?
Turmoil.
Just turmoil. Retribution feels pretty good. Just like really bawling our eyes out and going and integrating these parts of our inner children and parts of ourselves in this relationship that we're still holding resentment. Yeah, I mean, it somatic releases of energy, entity clearings, revisiting addictions from a completely different lens and actually purging out the energetic attachments within my body that were still craving those experiences.
I appreciate that you brought a deeper call for vulnerability to this because, you know, we hadn't gotten into that yet, but yes, it was, I don't think we were supposed to be around people or in public. I mean, we literally sent out a message and posted a message and canceled everything and everyone for a month and disappeared. Because it was really dark and powerful. You know, there were many nights where we were up very late and just doing something called lucidity training. It's where you slowly expose yourself and your nervous system to truth, to the reality of the darkness of this world, so that you can handle it, so that when you're faced with it, and more importantly, when you go out to do something about it, you're not destroyed and shocked. And so you're kind of slowly drip feeding yourself. I remember like at its peak when, well, I remember when we first woke up, which was about 5 years ago. It was right at the start of the quote unquote pandemic, early 2020, and just being like, wait a minute, you're locking me in my house? Like that was the switch. So it's been 5 years. And then I remember kind of our second massive awakening. So that was like our matrix awakening. Our spiritual awakening really took off about 3 years ago. And it was with that rabbit hole series, and it was with really waking up to, oh my gosh, this system and this matrix is an entire lie. I'm a slave in this system, and I had no idea. And I remember that night and sitting on our couch and looking each other dead in the face, in horror, in silence, in tears, and just looking at each other and being like, do we need to commit ourselves? Like, have we actually gone crazy? How can we be waking up? The only thing I can equate this to, because it's so beautifully done, right, is the Matrix movie. When they wake up and Neo pulls the tube out of his mouth. I mean, that is exactly what it felt like. That happened again. So this is our third awakening. I mean, you're constantly going through like mini awakenings, but at their peaks, this is the third one. And this awakening was realizing that we thought we had woken up and we thought that we were spiritual and we thought that we were conscious, and realizing that the new age spiritual space is also a frequency fence. And if you don't know what a frequency fence is, it is essentially a block. You can look at this literally, physically, energetically, whatever works in your brain. It's not important. However you can make sense of it. But it is basically something that is blocking the higher truth. A lot of things that can be frequency fences are things like you're the creator of your own reality, or, you know, you're the creator, manifestation, abundance, a lot of these new age concepts. And, you know, we absolutely got stuck there for a little bit, and that's okay. It's perfectly valid. We learned a lot, right? It's all research. It's all activations. And so as we join this school and we start learning about this, we realize, oh my gosh, we're waking up again. If you can imagine 12 dimensions, right? Before we woke up, you know, for up to the third dimension, the matrix, right? We woke up to the world and we were like, oh my gosh, what's going on? Like our government is tyrannical and we have no freedom. We're debt slaves. We don't actually own anything. I didn't sign up for this. I can't leave. God forbid I question it, then I'm labeled a terrorist. And so that was that first awakening. And then the second awakening, let's say, you know, 7, 8, 9D, number doesn't matter. It's not important. Was the spiritual awakening. And we're like, oh my gosh, I'm awake. I'm spiritual. Like I've seen the light, right? And we spent a couple of years there. And this last 3 months, it's been waking up to the 12D. And there is no other way to say it, friends, than waking up to God. And we have always had God in our hearts. It's God. We talk about God in this show, but this has been a much deeper and much more profound awareness and awakening to the highest, original, eternal, organic creation and truth and love that is Father, Mother, God. And that's a whole other thing that we're not going to get into in this episode, but we are going to have content coming on that around the Divine Mother and Father, Mother, God, and how that has been completely distorted. And so essentially in this school, we've been learning about this and coming to this realization that we're leaving the new age and we are leaving these frequency fences and we are leaving these soul traps. We have been liberated. And that's not to say that we know everything and we're enlightened and trust me, not even close. But we do have awareness of that highest truth now. And we have transcended a lot of these new age and spiritual fences and traps and really just, again, being death and reborn into returning home to God's love and to this highest and original truth.
It has been a wild journey, guys. It's been really intense. And just to reiterate, you know, this frequency fences in terminology that's much more common, that could be, it's very similar to a glass ceiling. It can appear like, oh, I've awakened and I've gotten to this other side. And you know, the human condition is always going to be, you know, deep at its core, that's rooted in love, is to be of service. It's to help our brothers and sisters. And so there's many parts on this journey where I found myself, you know, I'll go through a massive awakening, come to a great epiphany or realization, and my gut reaction is to go out and share it with everybody that I can, anybody who will listen. And what I've come to understand through this last awakening and really contemplating everything that I've learned over the last couple years is that we don't really know. And until we walk a path of true embodiment and get a super clear channel with God, the Creator, the source of everything, everything that is taught to us is going to be distorted through the filters of the limitations of the people who are teaching. And that's not to say that everybody out there in the spiritual space or the new age is a malicious person trying to capture people's souls or indoctrinate people or whatever it may be. There is that in sectors. However, what I've come to understand, it's a lot of people who get to a certain point of the journey and then stop and focus all of their energy and all of their attention on teaching and helping others get to that point. That's beautiful and honorable. And if we don't continue on our journey and continue following where God is leading us, we can get stuck in the limitations of those who came before us. Those of us who are really walking a journey of liberating this planet, being of service, and really stepping into our purpose, that's always going to be an individual journey. There's a lot of wisdom, there's a lot of beauty out there that can be shared. However, ultimately, it's going to be a personal journey. You know, manifestation is a really great example of one of these glass ceilings. When we entered the spiritual space I was taught, you know, manifest your reality, right? Your thoughts create your reality. You can call in whatever you want. You're God, you're the creator, right? When we step into that frame of consciousness and work to manifest specific things in our life, are we living in divine alignment, or are we, from a spiritual space, trying to assert control over this reality to make it to be more based on our preference and what we want and what we think is best? Or is there an opportunity to, yes, practice manifestation, open ourselves up to the possibility of holding greater wealth or a new partnership or whatever it may be, but then surrendering the timing of that and the experience of that to divine will rather than being in control of it? These are some of the types of things that it's like, it's so close to truth that it can feel like truth. And it's so easy to get caught into these things and then lose the actual thing that's important, which is a super clear, healthy relationship with God.
It's all God. Spoiler alert. That's all you need to know right there. And, you know, I was working on the newsletter for this episode. If you're not signed up for our newsletter, you can go to our website. At the bottom of every page, you can sign up there. And I was pondering this question. It quite literally, I've had many sleepless nights, woke me up in the middle of the night with this literally ringing in my ears, because that's something new this last few months, was this contemplation of how do you come back 3 months later and say, I was trapped, and I look back, you know, on some of our content and I cringe a little bit because I see the glass ceilings and frequency fences in it. And I see where we were stuck in some of those spiritual and new age traps, if you will. I don't know any other word to use. Just to give y'all a picture, I actually added this up because I really wanted to know. In the last 3 months, and again, we are blessed. We are blessed to have this opportunity. We also did an extensive amount of work and financial planning and sacrifice to be able to have this opportunity. This wasn't just gifted to us. However, we are blessed to have the opportunity to be in a season of full-time healing. That's coming to an end. It's been a beautiful 2 years. But in the last 3 months, we have done over 1,000 hours, 1,000 hours of healing, coursework, activations, purges, trainings, awakenings, deaths, contemplation, meditation, prayer, crying. I mean, when you really think about that, most people don't do that in their entire lifetime, let alone in 3 months. And so we've gone really deep. And through that, in the newsletter I wrote, you know, we're coming back from this to share what we confidently know through both the prophecy and providence given to us by God to be the most important message we could ever possibly share with you all. And that's two part. It's number one, that yes, Earth and humanity are trapped in a complex soul prison that is inundating everything here, everything that we see and experience, with things designed to spiritually abuse and suppress your soul and your ascension and keep you from reaching this truth that we have started reaching and uncovering this last few months. But most importantly, in that, it's that the new age and disclosure and spiritual spaces are the sneakiest, because they give you 80 to 90% of the quote unquote truth, but they invert it just enough to keep you off the highest timeline, to keep you away from God, is really what it is. And something that I've really come to be thinking about a lot, and I go into it more in the newsletter, is like, think about it for just a moment. You spend years, I'm just going to read this off. Spiritual teachers, programs, videos, reels, books, retreats, plant medicine, meditation, prayer, podcasts, crystals, yoga, qigong, acupuncture, therapy, detoxes, channeling devices, supplements, grounding, hypnosis, readings, tarot, herbalism, school, astrology, sound therapy, Reiki, events, breath work, hot and cold therapy, inner child work, ancestral healing, chanting, mantras, gene keys, human design, sovereignty, ecstatic dance, ceremonies, communities, documentaries, grid work. You probably resonated with a large majority of the things I just said, and I didn't even scratch the surface. You spend years doing those things. Some people have been in this space for 10, 15, 20 years. And yet, you're still not free, right? Like, I don't know, maybe it's just me, but I don't really think that our beautiful, beloved, benevolent, all-knowing, omnipotent, omnipresent, graceful, merciful Father, Mother, God would design a system to keep us chasing our tails for endless amounts of years, using every modality under the sun and never reaching God. And so I started to ask myself, why is this happening? What is missing here? And it's really, really simple. All you have to do is ask yourself this one question. And when the beautiful founder of this Earth Star Academy, her name is Z, said this, it immediately shattered 90% of the frequency fences for me. It was like an instantaneous, spontaneous wrecking ball of an awakening that shot me in the most beautiful and painful way from 8D to 12D in 1 second. And that question is this insert blank? It can be any of those things I just named. Your favorite person you listen to, your favorite podcast, your favorite book, your favorite whatever it is, it doesn't matter. Every single thing you do in every single day, a food, a thought, a person, a place, a job, everything. Ask yourself, is this centered around and rooted in God and actively leading my soul towards my highest timeline of union with God? That's it. That's it right there, folks. That's all you have to do. That's all you have to ask. And I'm here to tell you, if not, it's not in alignment with the highest original Christed organic living truth. Doesn't mean it's bad. It doesn't mean it's wrong. It just means it exists somewhere in the 1D to 11D range, right? Because it wouldn't be at the 12D level, because anything at the 12D level is God. That's all there is. It's all God. And so if it's not rooted in God, talking about God, pushing you more towards God, then it's not at that 12D level. And I'm here to tell you, when I started asking this question, whew, that was challenging. And I'll let you share your experience with it, but I really had to go back and look at some of the people that I admired most, some of the programs I did, some of the things I did, and they all served a purpose, and that was beautiful. And from this awareness, I look back on my life this last few years, and I get emotional, and I talk about this in the newsletter too, because I see all of my friends, and I see the spiritual space as a whole, the New Age space, and how trapped they all are, and they think they're free. And they think that they've seen the light, right? And I see the absence of God. And I see in myself how I got on here and I was like, you're the creator of your reality and manifestation and abundance and look at all this fun stuff. And I see all of the places in myself where God was lacking. That right there, if there's anything else you take home from this episode, is use that question. Ask yourself every day if something comes into your awareness, is this in alignment with the highest level, right? And that doesn't mean that everything in your life has to be there. It's just being aware. Where does this exist? Where is the frequency fence? Where are the limitations of this spiritual teacher? Where are the limitations of this tool? It's only going to get me so far. If it's not pushing me towards God and really inward towards myself and towards my soul, then there's going to be a limitation.
You nailed it right there. If this doesn't point me back to my individual relationship with God and my purpose on this planet, then to some degree, it is taking my energy and my attention away from that purpose. And that has been the biggest activation for me in this experience. You know, when I said earlier, I've shifted from being a spiritual seeker to being a leader in spirituality, what I meant in that experience isn't teaching people. It isn't going out and preaching, here's everything that I've learned. It's living from a place of embodiment. It's getting right with myself, figuring out who I am, figuring out my relationship with God, and figuring out my purpose, and then living that. Because as we've said over and over and over again on this podcast, each one of you is a unique puzzle piece to this grand design of life. we each hold a key that is not only unique and special, but that is integral to creating heaven on earth. And I truly believe that we have the capacity as humans on this planet to create heaven on earth. What we've witnessed for a very long time on this planet has been nothing short of the hell design. And we are moving through the ascension process from hell back to heaven. That's what I mean when I say returning to God's original design. It's the Garden of Eden. It's literally heaven on earth in integrity with all that is. And we have our free will to construct that. And the only way that we're going to be able to do that is by activating that piece within ourselves that brings that brick to the table. The way we do that is by healing ourselves and making sure that we're using the currency of our energy and our attention and our spirituality for our purpose here, not for seeking, you know, spiritual bliss or peace or, you know, living a life of renouncing everything of this world, but to really be conscious and aware of where things fall on the spectrum. And when we do that, we can then meet those things where they're at and adjust the level of energy and attention that we put into those things, rather than chasing around in the same circle for 10 years getting nothing done. The most important thing is living in our purpose. I'll admit, I love an ecstatic dance just as much as the next guy, because dance is one of the ways that I commune with God. And that doesn't mean that I need to go to an ecstatic dance every weekend. It means honoring myself, honoring my body, knowing when and how to use certain medicines and modalities to help get in right alignment with myself and with God. Because the reality is, we're humans. Our bodies have needs. They need to be fed. They need to be cared for. Our spirits have needs. And so make sure that you're caring for those needs to the end of being in right relationship with God and living in your purpose, not making those needs your purpose.
Mm. The reality is, what I've come to realize this last 3 months is the only thing that we need is me, God, prayer, and meditation. Those are the only four things that we need on a spiritual growth path. You see so much, like, people are like, oh, I'm going to go, and us two included in the past, I'm going to go do this medicine ceremony, and I'm going to purge this trauma, and I need to, like, find enlightenment, right? Where's the God in that? Like, what if the only reason you took any form of medicine, cannabis included, was to commune with God, right? What if you went to the ecstatic dance to commune with God, to allow God to flow and move through your body and to feel the movement of this sacred vessel you were given? You may not have been taught how to heal without all of those things. I think that we need that ridiculous list of modalities that I listed off, that we need those to heal. I need acupuncture, and I need plant medicine, and I need, you know, cold plunge. I need all these things, right? It's just, the space is inundated. It's just like the next new supplement, the next new frequency, the next new device, the next new whatever it is, because we don't know how to heal ourselves. And that is what this school is. And that is what we've been learning this last 3 months, is how do we heal our bodies and our light bodies through literally nothing other than intention, awareness, prayer, and meditation, and God. And go in there and do that ourselves, and bring back our empowerment. Bring back the power to yourself. You are literally a spark of God. You have that power within you. And that's something we've always said on the show. And now I say it with even more conviction. You can heal yourself. And this isn't like some woo-woo miracle Jesus, like, oh, I can just like snap my fingers and I'm healed. No, you can sit there in deep meditation and prayer and reverence and go into these parts of yourself and find them and integrate them and love them and release them to God. And it's just, it's beautiful and it's profound. And so moving forward on this show, you're going to see a new loving consciously. You're going to see a mission and a vision that is centered around the highest original Christed organic timeline of God and of God's mission. You're going to see us continue to champion love and consciousness from a greater awareness and a greater embodiment and with a lot more intention. And it is all going to be centered and rooted in God. We are getting a new logo and a refreshed intro. And something that has plagued us is not only how do we come back, and I hope we've done that justice today for you all and you've enjoyed this, but how do we address an unfortunate thorn in our side, which is some of our content from the past. You know, we have come into the show and we have always been 100% authentic and vulnerable. That is the truth. And I stand on that. And I'm really proud of both of us for the unbelievable authenticity and vulnerability we've brought. Mm. And in that, we look back at some of our content and we're like, oof, we've learned some uncomfortable truths about astrology, for example, about the divine mother, about sacred sexuality, and these concepts and how they are very distorted in the spiritual space. And so we're going to do two things. We're either going to remove old episodes that we just can't let that message be out there anymore, and we'll keep the placeholder for them up and just put a message in their place to say, hey, we took this episode down. Here's the reason why. You can catch it redone on season two. Or we're going to go to episodes that are kind of in that gray area and put a disclaimer at the beginning of the episode that says, hey, a lot's changed since then. This may not reflect our current views. If you're going to listen to this, we ask you to please also listen to the 2.0 version. And so that's going to be a lot of our work this next coming months, is really reorganizing, reintegrating, and recreating some of this content. We are just really excited to continue moving forward. And we have a couple of really exciting new episodes, but I wanted to give you a chance to share anything that you have on this rebrand and, pun intended, but rebirth of Loving Consciously.
Yeah, I mean, it's really exciting. And there's obviously a little bit of fear around it, and how to navigate rebranding and revisiting some of these episodes that no longer resonate with truth as we've grown and we've evolved. You know, something that I've been contemplating with Amorous here has been kind of the gap between the spiritual space and religion, because both of which hold some degree of truth. You know, religion, you see a lot of really beautiful devotion and some incredible relationship with God. And you go to spirituality and you see some incredible truths that have been hidden away from religion around meditation and self-healing and original medicine and some of these modalities that are incredibly important. And in that space, there's not a lot of God. In fact, there's a lot of trauma around God, because many of those who have found the spiritual space came from religious trauma. And part of the work that we've been doing and that we're asking you to do alongside of us is to heal the God wound, is to go back and bring everything that we've learned on our spiritual journey back to God and be able to integrate these two parts of ourselves, the masculine and the feminine, and really coming back into divine union within ourselves to be able to have a relationship with God that is informed by what we've learned through spirituality and the truths that we've experienced there. Not a relationship with God that is informed by religion, something that's unique, something that's different. A dear friend of ours told us a while ago, God is asking to be reborn on this planet. And I've really come to understand what he meant by that. God is asking to be reborn. That doesn't mean going back to religion. That doesn't mean spending all of our time and all of our energy trying to uncover the truths about scripture and all of these other frequency fences that can capture our energy and our attention. What we're being asked to do is be in right relationship with ourselves so that we can ask who God is now and how God wants to be represented on this earth now as we all transcend into a frequency of love and heaven on earth. What does that look like? Because I don't really know. I'm still figuring it out myself. And the more that we can all get on this train of paving this pathway of light down from heaven into this earth, the more it will crystallize, the more truth will get revealed, because we each hold a piece of the puzzle. And for me, this podcast is going to be sharing my piece as authentically and as loving as I can, in the hope that it activates something within you and helps guide you back to yourself and your own relationship with God, so that you can find your own truth and you can spread that and help people find their own.
It's beautiful. Well, we did it. We're back. That's what we've been doing this last 3 months. It has been so intense. I've never been more tired in my entire existence as a soul. I feel that might be a little dramatic, but honestly, y'all, I'm wiped. And the only thing we didn't get to touch on before we close it out here with some really exciting announcements is this grid work mission that we did recently. And, you know, if you're not familiar with grid work, I suppose if I had to delineate it down to a very simple explanation, when you work with your energy field, your aura, whatever you want to call it, the earth has one as well, right? You can call it the grid, the matrix. There's so many words, and I can't even stress more how much not getting hung up on the word, you know, is important. It's just don't get hung up on the word. But the earth's grids are in need of some love. I was really trying to find the best way to say that. In need of some love. And so grid work is really just, as a conscious spiritual being, using your intention, your energy, your skills, whatever they may be, to, usually through meditation, go in and do grid work, right? It's very simple. And there was over 200 of us. I think there was like 225 plus of us all over the world that were guided by Z in this Cygnus Gateway mission. And I won't go into that because it's a whole other episode and it's very sacred and it's very intense, and I have not finished integrating and unpacking that experience. I can tell you, we did some really profound work and we made some really massive shifts that undoubtedly were scientifically, I feel, shown in the collective in the coming days. And so it was really profound and impactful. But, you know, coming out of that mission, the level of exhaustion and gratitude and reverence and overwhelm and beauty and grace that has been this past week, I mean, we have done almost nothing. And this is not in a way I've done nothing before. I mean, I just literally, my gas tank has been so empty. And so, you know, I'm just so grateful to have the chance to come on here today and to have the capacity and the energy and the drive to create this episode for you all, because loving consciously always has been a gift from God, literally a gift from God in meditation. And, you know, something I really played around with close to my heart was renaming it to loving God consciously. And that's to be informed. We're still, you know, exploring that, and it's still on my heart, but really at its core, that is what we're doing here, right? Like, loving consciously, we always say yourself and everyone and everything in creation. At its core, isn't that all God? It's all God. Everything is God. I want to be careful there, because that is another common frequency fence, is like, everything is God. Not necessarily. And this is the type of content you'll be seeing from us. But what I'm talking about is, you know, loving everything else is really just loving God and loving all of these infinite, magical, beautiful fractals that is our beloved, divine, holy, sacred Mother, Father, God. Thank you for listening. Thank you for whatever parts of this episode that you're going to take home and hold dear to your heart and continue to do work around. And without further ado, we can get into our announcements here. So first and foremost, we have a new website, and it's going to keep growing and it's going to keep evolving, but we spent several days really pouring our hearts into this website. And so we invite you to check it out, lovingconsciously.com. We added in our story page, we added a resources page, and most importantly, which bleeds into our second announcement, is we added a partners page. We have two new partners of the show. We are so, so excited to be partnered with Starseed Fuel and Organic Muscle. Starseed Fuel is a company that makes organic supplements for the highest functioning of your body. We're talking about things like turmeric and different detox supports, you know, copper, silver, a lot of different things. And Power Immunity is one of their core products that we are partnered with, which is an all-natural homeopathic immune support, unlike anything we've ever seen.
Organic Muscle is an organic supplement company that has some of the highest quality products I've used in terms of protein powders, pre-workout, Tongkat Ali, and other products that are there to support your physical body as you ascend and as you work on really maintaining your physical health. These products are all natural. They integrate well into the body. I've tried a lot of protein powders, and this is one that actually integrates into my body post-workout. And a pre-workout that doesn't leave you all jittery, gives you energy, it gives you focus, and a supplement that helps increase male testosterone as well and really regulate you into your masculine frame. If any of those things resonate with you, check out Organic Muscle because they are an incredible company.
And if you go to our website, lovingconsciously.com, and click on partners, or go to lovingconsciously.com/partners, you will find both of these and more information, as well as discount codes to get savings on your purchases. And we also have linked the episodes because we have interviewed the founders of both of these companies on this show. So you can find episode 39, The Cosmic Force of Love with Drew. And then you can find episode 47, Cultivating Healthy and Organic Love with James. And so we're so excited to be partnered with them. For us, organic is non-optional. We definitely still feel that way, more so than ever. And so to have organic supplements and organic workout supplements, it's really important. You know, what you put in the sacred body vessel is of the utmost importance. And so check them out. They are both beautiful beings. They are both rooted in God and rooted in truth and sharing this mission with us. We love these synergistic partnerships where we can support brands that are in alignment with that. So to close us out here, we wanted to share a little bit of some upcoming episodes. So welcome to season 2 of the Loving Consciously podcast. This episode will be the last episode of season 1. And when we come back in approximately 2, maximum 4 weeks, you know, we really want to be honest with our bandwidth. We are currently still in Arizona. We leave in a couple of days to start our 1.5, almost 2-week trek back to Austin. And so, you know, we got to focus on traveling and getting settled and rebranding with the new logo and the new intro and going back through all 49 of these episodes and figuring out what are we taking down, what are we adding disclaimers on, what are we redoing. So when we come back and we've really sorted all of that out, no later than April 1st, 4 weeks from today when this airs, we will be bringing you new content. And as we've said, it's going to be God-aligned. It's going to be our deepest and highest mission to ensure that we are bringing a voice to all sides of the coin. For example, something I mentioned earlier was astrology. So something we've been learning about this last few months is called true sky astrology, which is a whole other rabbit hole in and of itself. But, you know, you have this like Western astrology, Eastern astrology, and this is something completely different. It's the actual position of the stars. And come to find out, Western astrology does not use the actual position of the stars. And so we've done episodes on astrology before and we didn't have that awareness. And so that would be an example of bringing content to revisit from a higher level of awareness some of these old subjects that we talked about. But a couple of episodes that you're going to see right at the start of season 2 are Finding God on an RV Exodus. We are finally bringing you that episode. I'm so excited for this one. We are going to talk about that 13-month journey and how we literally let go of everything, sold everything, dismantled our entire lives, hit the road, and saw the entire United States of America. What did we learn? What did we see? And most importantly, how did we find God in that? Because that, spoiler alert, is exactly what that journey was. Another episode we're really excited to bring you all is Loving God Consciously. We have done Loving Cannabis Consciously, Loving Different Things Consciously, and it dawned on us we haven't done Loving God Consciously. What does that look like? What does conscious love towards Father, Mother, God look like? We are going to talk about divine union, and most importantly, Mother, Father, God, the Divine Mother. That is something that is very heavy on our hearts, and we're really excited to bring you, because while we did an episode about that, it is loaded with a lot of glass ceilings, and we just didn't have the awareness about the Divine Mother and really divine union that we have today. And so these are the type of things that you're going to see us talk about. We're going to talk about prophecy and ministry and frequency fences. And yes, we're going to get a little bit deeper into this healing work of how do you do this? How do you remove these attachments and implants and programs running in your subconscious, running in your light body, running in your body that are preventing you from experiencing the highest level of God? I can't wait. I can't wait to go on this journey of season two with you all, to be settled, to be bringing video finally when we come on this new season, and to just really start taking this podcast to the next level, because we had a lot of beauty in season one, a lot of beautiful guests, a lot of beautiful testimonies, testimonials, endless testimonials about people saying how this impacted and changed their lives. And if that's what we can do when we were unknowingly in some frequency fences and didn't have this highest and most organic direct connection to God, as you said, we were still seeking. And now we have that connection and we are working every day to clear that line and be channels for that highest organic truth. And so I cannot wait to see what God has in store for season two.
It's an honor to be back here with all of you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for listening. We love you so much. And take a deep breath with me. We're about to embark on a really powerful next chapter. And part of that experience is going to be our own death and rebirth. And guiding you through that experience as well. Don't forget that it is never too late to return home to God's love. When we do, we get to bring all of the knowledge, all of the experiences, all of the pain and suffering, and alchemize that into fuel for our next chapter. And so, as we step into this next rebirth, welcome to Loving Consciously Season 2.